Some build altars in praise of the Virgin of Guadalupe, or light candles in her honor. Others show devotion by having the Virgin's image tattooed on their bodies. In Los Angeles, a few artists specialize in tattoos of the Virgin. Mr. Cartoon is one of the most sought after. He's done all kinds of body art for celebrities like Justin Timberlake and rapper 50 Cent. Mr. Cartoon views creating tattoos of the Virgin of Guadalupe as a sacred honor.
Doing a tattoo of the Virgin, you know, Mary or Guadalupe or you know, the mother is such a huge icon. You know, I got one myself right here on my arm, you know, and it's a protector of us, you know, especially in Latin culture, you know, it's kind of like you're raised to be macho and you're raised to not let anybody get over on you or punk you or treat you second class. So along with that attitude comes with a lot of street fighting, and it's funny how the hardest gangsters have those tattoos on them, you know what I mean? It's like the reason that the homies get that is kind of a protector, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, forgive me for what I'm about to do. Even though I don't go to church, you know, I just have the utmost respect. And when people ask for that tattoo, I'm like excited in a way because I know how great the finished product is. But in a way, I'm a little bit like, oh man, because it's so detailed, from her robe with the little stars in it to her hair, kind of, you know, like the old lady's hair when they take it out of from being pinned up and it's kind of just curly and lays down, you know, to the way her hands are praying and doing her fingernails. And I specialize in doing sexy women tattoos, and for her I have to kind of pull more towards the mother side, so I have to pull away from detailing her face out too heavy and make it clean, fuller look in her face, you know.
My name is Armando Sierra. I'm born and raised in the South Bronx in New York. A lot of people may see a Virgin Mary, which I have on my shoulder, but what I see is a work of art. You know, I've always wanted to have people around me that I feel looking after me. So choosing a Virgin Mary is that. Me being raised Catholic and just having a love for our spirituality and our family, for me there was no other image but the Virgin Mary to put. And at that time, my dad had passed away 6 months prior, when I figured, who else is going to look over me and guide me and get me through everything?
For Armando, I kind of knew him from working with him, and I knew that we had to keep it real classic looking. When I started to do the Virgin Mary, I wanted to get the full body image of her. We found the picture that we liked. It was a real classic picture. It was off like one of the calendars. From that point on, it's up to me to use my art skills to kind of 3D it and bring it alive. The clouds and everything like that, I want to be secondary to the image of the Virgin, so I want her to stand out the most and be up front. So no matter where Mondo goes through his life, this tattoo is going to go with him, it's going to grow with him. It's, you know, your tattoos are there and they're built to last. It's almost an accomplishment in life to get that tattoo, because there's not too many fools that can pull it off. And you become a man to get that, you know. You know, most little kids, you know, youngsters, they want to just get their name, the neighborhood or something. But to actually get that tattoo is a rite of passage to where you're putting someone else in front of you, something that's more important or greater than you. There's no joke about this tattoo. There ain't nothing funny about it. And it kind of helps out other people that look at it, man, in a weird way. Like, someone might look at that tattoo and feel better about themselves or have a little bit of hope, you know what I'm saying? And same thing with that tattoo of two broads tongue kissing each other. That sparks a whole other kind of emotion in people, you know what I'm saying? And your grandma might just be disgusted and throw you out the house with that tattoo. This one, she's got to be like, wow, you know, I don't like tattoos, but I like that tattoo.
Mr. Cartoon, a tattoo artist in Los Angeles. There are pictures of his Virgin tattoos at our website, npr.org. story was produced by Day to Day's Christopher Johnson.